All right, hello and welcome into the Pioneer Podcast, episode 150. Myself, Cools, Jarrett, and Soup here in the Pioneer Studios. Thank you for joining us for 150 episodes. I doubt that anybody actually has been here for 150 episodes.
I think you'd be surprised.
3 years.
Aunt Kim is 100%.
3 years.
Jarrett, who are these from?
My mom.
It says Jarrett on it.
Yeah, my mom. It's like a school lunch.
This looks like from Squid Game.
Pizzelles and brownies.
And brownies. What's this called?
Pizzelle.
A pizzelle.
What's a pizzelle?
It's an Italian.
It's an Italian.
I got a gazelle. Sure, like an animal.
Cookie. You never had a pizzelle? You've a definitely gazelle? Had
I'm not eating these brownies. I'm just smelling them.
Try the pizzelle.
You've definitely had a pizzelle.
I'm rolling.
Just a brownie.
I'm not trying a brownie.
So you're not going to try my mom's dish?
No, I would try anything from your mom. I would try anything. Any food.
What are you clarifying? What did you say before that?
I said I would try anything from your mom.
That's Nutella and peanut butter filled brownies.
Dude.
I haven't had.
This smells.
See, now why'd she make this?
Dude. You guys.
She made them before the weight loss.
Dude, okay, so now she's giving it to
smell
me.
Smell that.
Sniff. Ooh.
That Nutella and peanut butter brownies.
It smells like brownie house.
Careful.
R.I.P.
That's not. Yeah.
Oh, those do smell good. Yeah, but we're here on Wednesday.
We're ready for another Pioneer episode 150. Hopefully, you've
3 years almost of episodes.
Jared, that smells good.
They're great.
Three years of us talking absolute nonsense.
Hey, 600 subs on YouTube. Thank you to our fans.
Yeah,
we talk about some stuff with substance.
Hey, Jub, Jared and I, when you went out there to do, we're talking about a subathon. And we said if we did do a subathon here soon, and like for each milestone you hit, we have to do something. If we hit 1,000 subs within that subathon, would you cut your hair?
It might be already gone before that, though.
Why?
If I hit my goal weight for this weight loss thing, it's coming off.
Why are you mad, Cole?
Can I ask? We should probably discuss this on it. Why is it that whenever you need to get a haircut, it has to be when you hit a weight goal?
Like, because
you can never just get a haircut.
He talked about this last. Didn't you talk about this last episode or two episodes ago with you and Coach? And I thought Cooley was here.
We might have talked about it a little
bit. Because you said we're. Go ahead.
This is my penance. My hair is my penance. It's my.
What is that?
Suffering.
It's like it's a superpower.
A penance is like you're doing. You're doing something for the sake of a bigger purpose. I don't know.
So you're growing
It's my punishment.
So your hair being long is a punishment.
Yes, because
you.
It's the most miserable fucking bullshit I've ever had on the top of my head ever.
So why don't we advertise it like, oh, if we get this many subs, Joe will cut his hair.
That's what I think.
You want to cut your hair anyway.
What we're trying to say, we had the idea and we were going to do it around Christmas time and it was going to be our Jingle Jam subathon where we're going to stream for 25 days of Christmas, but we were so busy with basketball and football wrapping up that we just couldn't get it together. But eventually, once we slow down, we want to do a subathon where we stream, I don't know, say for a month straight, not consecutive, like not nonstop, but like once a day for a month, and then have goals for every like 100 subscribers on YouTube. So like 700 now would be like, I don't know, we
tase Cooley.
Yeah,
Cooley gets tased. 800 we
I would
pepper spray Soup.
We take Soup gets pepper sprayed. Like 900
every reward has to be something horrific.
No, this is just off the top.
No,
of
like
the
I was gonna say, like at some point, like I don't know, we could shave your head.
I was gonna say if we had 100K, I'd shave my head.
I could dye my hair.
Yeah.
Jub would cut his hair.
No, I'd tell you what would be worse.
Get a spray tan.
I'd shave my beard.
Yeah.
And my
yeah.
head would be.
I would shave my beard for 1,000 subs.
I would. You know, it would be really fun for you. We would shave your head, shave your beard, and then shave your eyebrows.
Why would I ever
That'd
do
be
that?
Awesome.
That would be terrible.
That would be great.
You would look like.
I wouldn't be allowed to walk out.
You would
in
look like an alien.
That looked terrifying.
You look like an alien.
No eyebrows is crazy.
Yeah, but I think that could be really fun.
Dude,
I think
that'd be
once,
so fun.
Especially once you get on new space.
I know what I want to do to you. I want to wax your legs.
Yeah, that could be another one.
That would hurt so bad.
That would be. There's so many things that we could do.
We could like at 1,000 subs, we could like stick Cooley up against that brick wall and just shoot paintballs.
See, here's the thing. It's always got to be me.
You're the guy that gets the balls thrown at him.
Yes.
What job?
We'll make you eat a Carolina Reaper.
Oh, down. I'm down.
No,
is that the world's hottest?
I don't think
or like
anymore.
The one chip challenge.
Oh, you die.
Guys,
yeah, so I mean, there's so many things that we could do. And
Ghouls, you know what happened when we did the taco interested. Challenge? My immune system was down for 2 days.
Oh, God.
You
Dude,
got sick?
I got sick.
I threw up right after.
Yeah. You were lucky.
I was chugging so much water. Did we get milk? don't think we got milk. Yeah,
ice cream.
Got water.
I think they brought ice cream out.
This is one of our most viewed videos.
Yeah, like,
and that was just such like a off the
maybe
cusp thing.
The cusp.
I wasn't
maybe
even there.
Sign.
I think I was working that day.
More off the cusp. Open that Pokemon pack.
Yeah,
I want to
do. I thought for episode 150, I'd open a Scarlet and Violet Pokemon card base set pack. We've been super into Pokemon cards recently, so I thought, why not for 150, I open up a pack and see if we get something good on camera.
Charizard is in there.
I don't know if there's a Charizard in base set, Job. Is there? I don't think there is.
No. What, is there only a select amount of Pokemon in there?
What do you mean?
Well, you said you don't know if Charizard's in
there. Yeah, no. So, yeah. Sorry. I didn't understand what you meant. But, yeah, there's...
Well, for people that are out of the loop, this Pokemon now has become, like, the biggest thing in the world right now, if you're unaware. Pokemon has been the biggest thing in the world for, like... No, but now...
It's been a super boom.
The boom in popularity
is... bigger
than
MySpace?
What is it when you buy the...
At your Apex?
You buy low?
Oh, but we're not buying. What's the opposite of that?
Selling?
So high?
Okay,
so we're selling.
All right, here we go. I got a Scarlet and Violet base set here for episode 150. Hopefully we're chasing, I think the chase in here is with like the Gardevoir maybe, Joe.
I'm watching on the big screen.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I'll watch up there too. Water energy. Actually, I can't read. Rare candy.
Fun.
Fido. Dedenne.
Kind of looks like Jub.
Pineco.
Ooh.
Rock chest plate.
Oh.
Sedotan. That's an ice Pokemon. Flaffy. It looks like a sheep. Reverse Holo.
Ooh.
Florigotto.
I like the green.
Here we go. We're coming down to our hits here.
Big Bang Theory.
Reverse Holo. Sprigiotto. Sprigatito.
That's usually not a good sign.
Why not?
And it is not.
Ooh.
Hollow Slowbro.
Why is that not a good sign?
Damn it.
If Jub was a Pokemon, he'd be a Slowbro.
Terrible.
Why
terrible
is that not
back.
A good sign, Jub?
Sorry we couldn't hit anything for...
Because, in Pokemon cards, either your last card's a hit, which is very rare, as your last card is a hit, but also your second to last card is normally something unique, like people aren't going to understand what this is, but of a special illustration rare or a full art, and a full art is like a card. Usually a card, if you look at this on stream, a card has description below it, it's whatever its stats, and then the little picture of the Pokemon or whatever is only a portion of the card. But a full art is the art covers the whole card, and that's kind of what's pretty cool. But there are some really cool. If you get into the hobby, you're out of luck right now because you're not going to find shit anywhere.
What would that be called? You love that word. It's like right before the finish.
Oh, penultimate.
That's what that card would be. The second,
to last. Yeah, you're right.
So it's
penultimate card.
You're welcome, John.
Nice. Hey, proud of you.
Yep, I pay attention.
I do like vocab.
Do you really?
Yeah, I like learning big
words. I
don't
know if that's something you're really interested in is vocab.
Yeah, I like using words correctly.
Well, I mean. Yeah, but I hope. Yeah,
I mean, I like learning new words.
I don't think you really bust out new words that often.
How often do you want me to bust out a new word? I'll start.
Well, I think you could do it every day if you're really interested in it.
That's a lot.
Okay, at least at once
for
a week.
For a word to get
you
involved,
do it about once a year.
For a word to really get involved in your vocab, I feel like you have to use it daily.
All right, Coles, what does askew mean?
What does what mean?
Askew.
I don't even know how to spell that, Job.
Askew. Doesn't that mean when something goes like wrong?
AWOL?
Askew means not straight or at an angle and can be used as both an adjective and a verb. So the picture on the cabin wall was askew.
So I was right.
No.
I just said it wrong.
No.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew I was in the right direction.
No, he was right.
Right,
he
was right.
I mean, like this.
Give me the word. Give me a word.
Penultimate.
We just talked about it. It's cheating.
I don't know. I mean, my second favorite word is very limited.
My second favorite word is circuitous.
What's that?
Can you guess?
I don't even think you know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, Tyler Lawson.
I'm not looking.
Guys,
I haven't looked at it yet. I just Googled it.
Okay.
It means not the straight line around.
Circuitous?
Of a route or journey longer than the most direct way.
Because they use it in... They actually...
I don't like
vocab. Didn't they use that in sports? Like, he took a circuitous angle?
You might be right. I don't know.
They definitely don't use that in sports.
What is the word of the day?
Word of the day was skew. Coles, what is the word Schadenfreude mean?
It's not even real, Joe. It's probably German for eat.
It is the feeling of enjoyment that comes from seeing or hearing about the troubles of other people.
That's not an English word.
It's German.
You know what happened to me the other day that this is completely off topic, but I thought about the other day because I was looking at my wallet. Or this morning I was looking at my wallet and I got asked my birthday the other day when I gave the bartender my ID. That's never happened to me before.
Yeah. Oh, so where, you look like a kid.
Which is a good thing, I guess.
I got ID'd.
That happened to me for the first time before. Yeah. You got ID'd on a blackjack table?
Yeah. Me and Trey went to the casino this past weekend. And normally you have to show your ID to get in. At the blackjack table, she's like, I need to see both of your IDs. I was like,
wow.
Was like, wait a second. You got to get an ID to get into the casino.
I don't know. Trey was pissed, Trey. But I don't know. Maybe I look like a child.
Didn't you get somebody got carded when I think it was somebody got carded when they went up to the bar at the casino?
Yeah, it was Abby. She went to go get me a drink.
Oh yeah,
and she got. It's like, how do you think I got in?
Yeah, you got to get your whole ID scanned.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I got asked my birthday for the first time. That's never happened to me before.
I've been ID'd for a rated R movie when I was like 22 years old.
Wow,
I was sick.
Where the hell are you buying a movie?
I wasn't buying it. I was going to the movie theater.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you thought he was going to the movie gallery and buying a movie?
Blockbuster. But no, it was the movie theater in Florida we've all been to. The one where you got the escalator.
That's the food court.
If you're IDing for a movie.
I have a full beard.
What are we doing?
Yeah, it's tough.
Nah, come on.
Yeah, see that to me, I don't know. I guess you're doing your job, but What is the issue? So say you weren't 18 and you went and saw the movie. What would happen?
I think they can get in trouble because of the scenes and like what they're talking about in rated R movies that it can cause like trauma to the kids.
I think the rating thing is so bad. Like for instance, The Walking Dead, when that was on TV, they couldn't say the word fuck or shit. I think they could say shit.
Because it was rated PG-13?
I'm not sure why, but my argument to that is he can't say the word fuck, but a guy, he literally was in a bear hug with a guy and he bit his throat out like that. And there's blood going everywhere.
That's
some guy,
way worse than fuck.
Yeah, some guy got pulled in two different pieces. Like his hands are getting ripped off. A kid got his hand chopped off. Like, but you can't say the F word.
I think about it, I've had some horrible luck with IDs.
Yeah, you have had some bad.
No, Sheets is one of the worst I've ever had.
Have we told that story on the podcast?
I don't know. We probably have it.
But I mean,
150 episodes.
Well, I wouldn't. I guess
that's impressive. You haven't told it.
You said it's not really luck.
It's not really. I mean,
it is kind of luck, though.
It is.
I've used it. I use it so much.
Yeah.
And I even used it to get into. I had a fake ID that I used. To get into the casino, it's scanned and everything. The same way they scan it now, and I got into the casino. I don't know why
that's crazy.
What's the statute of limitations?
What do you mean?
Well, I guess you did get caught, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he was convicted.
Are you saying like if he can get in trouble for saying this right now?
Yeah,
I think when he was convicted,
he's a convicted.
He was convicted. They stole his car, John.
No, but convicted.
They didn't
means
let him drive for 3 months.
That,
so he was.
Okay, so the story was that we were in Morgantown.
He was thrown.
We
in.
We went to.
No, he wasn't.
How old do you think you were?
We were all 21.
I was almost 21.
We were all about to turn 21.
No, I was. Wait, no, we must not have been because wouldn't you guys been 21?
No, remember it was November.
Yes, so then why would
we were so close to turning 21, so we were too scared, and that's when you said, oh, I'm not scared, I'll do it.
Oh yeah, of course.
So you were probably 20, I was probably 19.
Then where were you?
We were in Morgantown at the high street. No, what street was that?
I don't know.
The old Sheets.
It's the nice Sheets.
Yeah, the old Sheets that shut down. What the hell street was that? Was it Grant Street?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think it was Grant Street, I think it was called. But whatever street, whatever Sheets it was downtown, I don't even, whatever it was.
Yes.
Anyway, Cooley goes in to buy alcohol for everybody because, as we said, none of us were 21.
We were too scared. I think we're soft.
They were 20. I was probably 19. And Cools goes in, and then what happened?
Why? Well, for one, I grabbed 230 back. So I had 60 beers, and I put them right up on the counter. And before I could even pull my wallet out, the guy lifts his hat up in the air, and I'm like, what the fuck's he doing? And I feel a tap on him in my shoulder, come with me, bud. I said, for what? And he's like, that's a fake ID. I said, no, it's not. He's like, don't make this harder than it needs to be. I was like, all right. And then I just left the beers, went outside. He said if I'd paid a fine, I'd get in no trouble. About a week later, I get a fucking something in the mail saying my license was suspended 90 days. And
that's Jared crazy. Drove you around everywhere.
I used to, yeah.
$500 fine.
And we still would go to Morgantown. I'd drive your truck to Morgantown.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. Someone that we were with came out and said, oh, no, they got him.
He came out and said, oh, no, they got Cools.
They got Cools. I said, Cools, what do you mean they got him?
He's said, gone.
He said, the police, they caught him.
That's like super bad. Like, when they, if only you would have not gotten in trouble if, like, maybe they were just questioning you, then these guys think you got arrested.
Yeah.
They put you in the back of the cop car.
I should have ran.
Yeah, all that would have ended well.
He would have been able to catch me.
Jarrett, how's this game working? What teams are we doing?
Oh, yeah. I thought it'd be fun to play, and I actually don't think that we have the desktop recording set up, so I don't know if we're going to be able to see this, Jub. We might have to set it up. We might have to take a quick break.
No, just keep going.
We're going to keep going? Okay, we'll keep going. But I found this game. I saw GeoWizard, he's on YouTube, play this game called Higher or Lower, and basically it's it's what it is. There's so many categories, like population, geography, Spotify listeners, Pokemon numbers, where it just has two categories or two, like,
options.
I guess options. Yeah, and you pick whichever one you think is higher than
oh, that's fun.
I guess it depends on the topic, but higher on in terms of what?
I'm sure.
Well,
it depends.
So, like, you could do so, like, Spotify monthly listeners.
Oh,
whoever you think higher,
like Glorilla or Morgan Wallen.
Yes,
Morgan
and Wallen. Then, or if you had like two countries in their population.
Oh,
you think Glorilla's got more listen than Morgan Wallen?
Maybe right now.
No way.
No, I don't think.
There's options.
Close, sticky. Probably. Mm-hmm. Close, probably, but I don't think so.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, once Job gets our desktop recording set up, because we had to do some things for a stream. By the way, I actually didn't get to apologize for not being able to do the why we're recording on a Wednesday instead of Tuesday, because yesterday we were supposed to broadcast the Wheeling Park at University girls regional final game, and we go down to University, and we were warned before that the internet wasn't very good, but coach said, well, can we use a hotspot? And the guy says, yeah, but it's just, that's usually what people do, but it's not going to be very good. So we get down there. There was no Ethernet cord for us to plug. There's no Ethernet port in the gym for us to plug into. There was no service in the building, because they had, I guess, service blockers for their students, so they couldn't be on their phones. So I had like 5G plus with like one bar, so like no service at all. And they wouldn't give us the Wi-Fi password.
Horrible.
They wouldn't give us the Wi-Fi password. So we go down there, drove an hour and a half, tried to set up the hotspot, and it just wouldn't. The quality was so bad, you couldn't even hear us come through. So we just basically sat there and watched the game. We couldn't broadcast, so sorry if you were looking forward to that game. There's nothing we could do.
Yeah, we'll blame University for that one.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely there. It was not our fault at all. We were never told that it was actually unusable.
Yeah.
Like, the internet was crazy. Legitimately unusable. We're in Morgantown. We're not in, like...
Yeah.
We weren't in Cameron.
Or Heiko.
Yeah, we weren't like in like...
Heiko's
got
a hell of a setup.
Dude,
Heiko's got
the
setup.
Yeah, Heiko was a really cool place.
Xfinity speed.
We were literally in... We're in Morgantown on top of a hill.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, in Morgantown, one of the biggest cities in West Virginia.
It had to do with the blockers.
Did you see Chipotle releasing a new flavor?
New flavor of meat?
They're hinting at it.
Like new flavor of meat?
I don't know. It looked like... It was like a spicy chili thing and a honey... So some people think it might be like a spicy honey chipotle chicken thing. But listen, man, bring back the al pastor.
The al pastor.
I don't need
best.
This new stuff. Just get rid of the regular chicken. Add the al pastor. And
wait, now I'm curious about this.
And
now.
Then, yeah, they put it on their own Instagram. It's like a bowl, and it on.
I wonder what that.
You know how like, they put the little of a seed on it? It's just two emojis.
Cool, I think.
Spicy
oh,
chili.
You know what? I think. Who sent that to me?
It looks like a new flavor. Probably
yes,
Tino
sent it to me.
He's a loyal listener to the podcast, but. I don't know. I think it's going to be good. I think Chipotle needs a new flavor.
Al Pastor on the menu would go crazy. Bring it back.
I think everybody wants that back.
Vinaigrette as an option to put directly on the bowl.
That'd be nice.
I know this is the honey Chipotle chicken, but Al Pastor we want.
Mm-hmm.
Hot honey, groundbreaking. Hot honey. So I guess hot honey, that's the...
I'm assuming it's chicken.
Yeah, I don't think you could do hot honey for anything else, yeah. Right?
I don't know.
Jubb, is it good to go?
I'm pretty sure Chipotle did a split in 2019 with their stock, which means like when you're that high, you do a split so more people can buy stocks. Their stock price was at $616 in 2019, and they did a split so it went down to $14, and now it's all the way up to like 50 or something. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine investing back in the day, let's say 2007 when it was $60 and letting it run up to $6? I saw a crazy stat the other day before we do this. From the time that Netflix came out, if you've been subscribed every single month, you would have now have paid around $1,900 for the subscription from the day it came out to right now. Obviously, it used to be super cheap. Now it's gotten expensive. If every penny, so $1,900, not that much money. A decent bit. If you took every time that you've subscribed and just put it into Netflix's stock, you'd be up $300,000.
No way.
Isn't that insane?
Jesus.
That's kind of sickening to think about.
If you just put your, like, when Netflix came out, you're like, this is genius. I'm going to put every penny back into it. But,
it's always so easy to be like, oh.
Yeah, you're right. It's so easy now, but, like.
I don't even hear most of these companies until they're, like, the real thing.
Blown up, yeah.
So I don't know how you even figure it out. All right, Joe, let's play your game.
Let's go.
This is our version of Squid Games.
Okay. Jubb, are you ready?
We should have our own Pound Name Squid
Game. Are you locked in?
For what?
We're playing higher, lower.
Do movies and TV with him.
Yeah. Okay. So what? You want to do movies and TV?
Do sports. For
okay.
Job.
So you can do. We can do this. The IMDb higher or lower game. Choose which IMDb.
Let's do the
game.
Ratings for the movie.
Okay, hold on. Let's zoom in a little bit.
Oh, there's TV series too.
Anime movies.
Oh, this will be fun. Do movies for him.
Okay, so we'll do IMDb rating higher or lower.
It's gonna be so easy.
What?
Yeah, I think so too.
No, it's not. You think that, but then. We start playing. It's tough.
This is based on the IMDb.
So this
rating.
Is based on the IMDb.
He's
rating.
He's done for.
Oh,
this is based on the IMDb rating, and then we have to guess which one between the two is rated higher: The Equalizer from 2014 or The Illusionist from 2006.
Is it rated higher in terms of like Rotten Tomatoes or like people?
IMDb is what? Are those movie critics
that are rated?
They might
the
not like Denzel.
No, I think Equalizer got a really good score back in 2014, but with Ed Norton back in the early 2000s, I would say probably the Illusionist got better than that.
Yeah, those critics could hold on.
Because he's doing, I think he was doing, what's Houdini, and I think that's what that's based off of was Houdini, and I think that got a good score. I think he actually was nominated for that movie, but I'm going to say... I would think The Equalizer, but I'm going to say The Illusionist because it's at early 2000s Ed Norton.
I'm going to go...
Okay.
Nice.
7.5, nice. The Illusionist, 7.5.
Oh, another Ed Norton.
So Ed Norton against Ed Norton.
The Hulk has to be
that was 7.5 versus 7.3.
No, superhero movies never get.
So, I don't think people like 2008
now,
Hulk.
Okay,
no,
so
dude,
now
that's goated.
So people would just... Us. If you're just listening to this, not watching... now it is. So we got the first one right, and now it leaves up The Illusionist, and then now
go to our YouTube and watch this.
Yeah, so
Incredible Hulk.
The Illusionist in 2006 got a 7.5, and now it's up against The Incredible Hulk in 2008 with, I think, was Ed Norton again.
I'm going to go to The Illusionist.
This movie, Incredible Hulk, is one of my favorite MCU movies ever.
It's the best Hulk.
It's one of my favorite movies ever. When he comes out of that universe and he breaks the windows and screams at all the tanks.
That's
awesome.
Sick.
But man, I don't think they would have given it a good score.
That's what I was thinking.
So Illusionist again.
So Ed Norton did that, and then 2 years later he did The Incredible Hulk.
You think stay Illusionist?
Yeah, that's what I think.
I would think so. I don't think The Incredible Hulk would have got... Because I think people didn't like it back in 2008. Now I think it's kind of what they did.
Didn't know what they had.
I think they did. It's like Revenge of the Sith. They
now
didn't
we got a scientist. Right.
Illusionist.
Roll with it.
Yeah.
Nice.
6-6 for the Hulk.
Nice.
Okay, so now the Hulk stays.
Love Actually.
Love
100%.
Actually. In 2003,
hammer it
100%. This is a Christmas movie. It's got Colin Firth, Hugh Grant,
look at Keira Knightley,
Liam Neeson's in it. Yeah. Yeah, Alan Rickman was in it. Keira Knightley,
yes. Love Actually, 7-6.
Barely.
Hulk, 6-6.
That's a great
movie. Dude.
Love Actually.
That's in the 8s or 9s.
The Jurassic Park original 93.
That's got to be an 8 or 9.
I would say
it's
probably Jurassic Park.
I think it's got to be Jurassic Park, but I'm going to say it's really close. I'm going to say Jurassic Park's like a 7.7, 7.8.
I think this is actually up there with some of the top rated movies of all time.
Yes.
I think Jurassic Park, as far as I think the soundtrack was nominated. I'm going to say Jurassic Park's probably up in an 8 or 9. Actually.
Okay.
I'm going Park like an 8-4.
I think Park it.
Oh, yeah, ooh, okay. Good.
8-2 Jurassic Park.
Happy.
Okay, so we
this is going to get tough, guys.
Four straight now. Black Hawk Down from 2001 or Jurassic Park? I think Jurassic Park probably still wins this.
An 8.2 is high.
Black Hawk Down is a fucked up movie.
Is it? I've never seen it.
If you want to see what people out in, and I can't remember where
they
landed.
If you want to be depressed, don't.
These people in this town, they hate Americans. And during the war in 2001... I can't remember where this is actually located.
It's in Africa. Yeah, it's like Somalia, maybe.
And a Black Hawk goes down, and these people just like they have a stakeout in this helicopter, and they're trying to keep themselves alive, and eventually they just get swarmed by this whole town, and they rip them apart. And
jeez,
Jurassic Park.
I don't know, but I think those Patriot movies, man, people love those.
But it's not can't be higher than 8-2. 8-2's high.
I don't know.
I say roll with Jurassic Park.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Jurassic Park wins.
That's where I had it, too. It was like the mid-sevens. Oh, man.
My screen is frozen on my laptop, but I think we're still good here.
Oh, boy.
So now Black Hawk Down 7-7 against The Exorcist from 73.
That's
going to
be a 7-5.
This movie, I think you're right, this movie scared the shit out of me.
I've never seen it.
She was the face. If you ever played that maze game back when you were a kid where you had to follow the
and then it blows
cursor,
up at
and then
the
at the end it screams at you, she was the face. And ever since then, I've been horrified
of
The Exorcist.
Is it the white girl with the black hair?
And she's got all the scars on her face. Yeah. No. You're thinking about, I think you might be thinking about The Grudge. This one is.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Look up The Exorcist girl because she's the one that
she
screams.
Is very
scary. She's got ugly teeth.
I'm trying to look it up.
She throws
I'm going to say The Exorcist in this.
I'm going to say Black Hawk.
I think Exorcist 2. I'm saying
what do you think, Joe?
I'm saying 8-1.
Horror movies don't really get that high.
I don't know, but this was a classic. Like, if you think of horror movies back in the 70s, this is up there for one of the most coveted movies.
We're 5-0 right now.
7-7 is hard to beat.
Yeah, it is.
I say Exorcist.
I'm going to say Exorcist, but let me look. I want to see.
Well, no, we'll find out here in a second. Don't.
What do you
want to
look at?
No, that's ridiculous.
Wait, what do you want to look at?
He wants to look at the rating. That was the whole point of it.
I think we got to go Exorcist.
I think Black Hawk Down, but...
Jub, final answer?
I can't even find it.
I think that Exorcist... We're going
Exorcist. You think Black Hawk Down?
I'm saying Exorcist.
So here's what happened. He found a score, and now he's going
to
pretend like...
I swear to God, I didn't see it.
All right, we're going Exorcist.
Yes.
Yeah,
on the dot.
1 against 7-7.
On the dot. I'm
we're still alive.
Ooh. I don't even know what that is.
That's Exorcist versus Eternal Sunshine
of
the
Spotless Mind. It can't be higher than
the Exorcist.
That was Jim Carrey. He was one of his few serious roles that he did, and people love this movie. People love this movie.
Did you see it?
Is it better than an 8-1?
I don't think it's better than an 8-1, but I would be surprised if this thing... I will be very surprised.
8s are like elite movies.
I'm telling you right now, this movie, people love this movie, and this is one of Jim Carrey, he played a serious character, and people loved it. I can't remember who the woman is in the
it's
movie.
It's
going to
be an 8-3.
Yeah, I say roll with it. I say hammer it. If it was serious Jim Carrey, and he's catching fire in the early
2000s. Jim Carrey is kind of a terrible actor.
Not in this movie. So
we're on
not
6 right now.
Six
we're on 6.
It might be
what do you think, Jubs?
I say go with Jim Carrey.
I think it's going to be hard to beat an 8-1, but I think that people love this movie in early 2000s.
Hammer it.
Okay, you ready?
I'm going to say 8-3.
Yes! Oh, 8-3, Soupy.
Good job,
8-3 against 8-1. Oh, and then Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Jub, do you know that, too?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, this is an old, old movie.
Oh,
can't beat an 8-3.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what
to
do.
Go back with the
I don't
again.
Think, Jub, that this would be a better
You've
than
8-3. You've seen this, too?
A long
People
time ago.
Love Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
It's such an odd movie.
Go Sunshine again.
I don't know.
I think that Python's a 7-4.
This is like a legendary movie, though.
There's no way Monty Python.
It's like a
people love Monty.
Yeah,
like Monty Python is
a. It's like a. Would you say it's a cult classic
for comedy fans and cinephiles? Monty Python and the Holy Grail is one of the more. It's one of the more quoted movies and memes. Like,
do you think it can beat an 8-3?
Tell me a quote from it, or like a one-liner.
I mean, there's a guy, he gets his arm cut off, and he says it's just a flesh wound. I mean, that's like a big
Wait,
one.
That's not the movie when those guys are wearing the night costumes and they're walking up the hill, is it?
I mean, there's a scene where they're in night costumes, but I don't know
if it's. I'm looking that picture up.
What do you think, Tony's young John? Of the spotless mind,
dude.
This is tough. This is the toughest one, I think.
I don't think it can beat an 8-3.
You want to go Sunshine?
I don't know that it can beat an
8-3. Let's go Sunshine, I think.
Oh!
8-3 against 8-2.
No, can we get beat? Oh, Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller's
Hammer it.
Whoa.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off from
classic
86.
Classic 80 movie.
Hammer it, guys. That might be our highest score yet.
Probably Matthew Broderick's best.
Guys, that might be a 9. I'm serious.
Who the hell is Matthew Broderick?
Okay.
8-2.
Don't overthink it. Hammer it.
You think so?
Man. Hammer it. Don't overthink it.
All right. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
9-1.
Oh,
no!
My God. 7-8 against an 8-2.
Oh, my goodness.
Leave it up to the idiot.
All right. No, that was
that is
me.
A great film, though. I do like that movie.
That's all right. Really, do really we want to play another one?
Yeah, go
sports. One more.
We have different
music.
We have different.
Oh, do Pokemon.
So we have. We have a ton of categories here.
What's celebrity?
I mean, celebrity.
Probably net worth.
Geography, video.
If you click.
Richest, tallest, most Googled YouTube. I feel like tallest celebrity might
tallest
be kind of good.
Be fun.
You right. want to try that?
Do it.
We're going to play tallest celebrity, higher or lower.
We're going to get that guy from Game of Thrones.
Kevin De Bruyne versus Chloe Torre. I don't know.
I feel like this is a trick question.
A soccer player versus
a
glamour.
She's a model. She's probably 6 foot.
No.
The soccer players are little.
No, but if you look at her, you can tell she's not that tall.
That's so dumb.
She doesn't have a
tall
look.
How can you tell that?
I can just tell.
That's like when people are on Microsoft Teams or Zoom and they say, oh, you look smaller. It's not going
to
be Kevin.
My instinct wants to say Kevin, but
no.
They're going to give us an easy one first.
Yes,
right?
Chloe.
They got to.
Yes, it's Chloe.
Nope.
Guys, don't mess this up on the
you
first one.
You messed it up last time, so if we mess
right,
it up, we're even.
I'll vote with
we going with Chloe?
He's saying Kevin, so let's go Kevin.
Kevin?
Guys.
Kevin, I can look at it and tell.
Centimeters?
What'd I tell you?
Okay,
right.
Kevin.
Good call,
wins.
Guys. I was wrong.
Yeah. We're going by centimeters. Okay.
Well, Michael Jordan.
Okay. Michael Jordan.
Well, how?
Right?
Wait a second.
Wait, how tall is 180 centimeters?
How the hell tall is 880 centimeters?
I know Jordan's taller than a
soccer player.
Jordan's 6'6", right?
No.
How tall is he?
He might be like 6'4".
180 centimeters is 5'9".
Oh, Jordan.
Okay, so Jordan.
Is that cheating?
Well, I didn't know the conversion. Okay. George Foreman against Michael Jordan.
It's Jordan, bro. Foreman was not that big. Foreman's like 5'10".
I'm going to guess. I'm going to say Jordan.
So you think he's
tall? 195.
Jordan's 6'4", so.
That's it? You're right.
Told you.
Jordan's like 6'4 and a half.
He's a guard.
There's no way
Kobe
George
6'6"?
Foreman was taller than 6'4".
I don't know. George Foreman's a big guy. He makes a hell of a grill.
It's gotta be MJ.
I would go with a basketball player before I went with a boxer.
All right.
Wow.
Michael Jordan, 4 centimeters taller.
I don't even know who that is.
Paul Daniels, the magician.
No, you can tell he's
against
not that tall.
George Foreman.
He'll be 170
centimeters
to 80 meters.
Meters?
Meters, centimeters.
Wait, who?
How I think
big
George is
180
taller.
Meters.
George is taller than
I mean,
Paul Daniels.
Paul, George Foreman's 6'3", so Paul Daniels, you'd imagine, would be.
You can just tell him people are tall.
Look, okay, so he's standing next to somebody, and
Coles.
Then somebody in the background is either further away or shorter than him.
He looks short.
Coles, 180 meters is 590 feet tall.
That's not bad.
All right, Coles says George Foreman.
I'm saying
George.
Foreman. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I gotta say, he's short.
He's just a little guy.
Short as hell. At 165.
Charlie Puth's
Charlie
big.
No,
it's
I thought he's tiny.
No, dude, he's
yeah,
big.
Yeah, he's tiny.
Charlie Puth
mean?
Is big.
No,
where the
what
hell
do you mean
have
by
you
that?
Seen that?
Isn't Charlie Puth sing that song with Lil Wayne?
Yeah, but what the what song Lil
that?
Wayne's tiny.
I thought Charlie Puth is real tiny.
Oh, I don't think he's. I don't think.
Well, 165
okay,
centimeters.
Ahead,
that's small as fuck, though.
165 is 5'4".
Oh,
oh my
guys.
God, Charlie! He's got to be like 5'6".
Yes, yeah. Go Puth.
It's
got to
be Charlie Puth,
I think
right?
Shorter. I'm
Paul Daniels.
I'm voting,
he ain't 5'3". Job.
I'm voting that Paul Daniels is taller
There's
than him.
No way.
But
There's
if
no.
you guys believe,
it got to be Charlie Puth. It has
Puth
to be.
Probably like 5'7".
It has
7.
To be. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. 178 by one to 165. Will Smith against Charlie Puth. Yeah. Will Smith. Yeah, no, Will Smith against Charlie Puth.
How fucking tall is that?
6 and a half.
Dusty Springfield.
Roll with Will.
Pop
Roll
singer
Will.
Against Will Smith.
I mean, if
wait, so 185 or 187 is what, probably 6'1"?
I mean, he's almost 6'2", I have a hard time believing that she's much taller.
She looks
than tall,
and she looks a little older. They were smaller back then.
Man, we got to get Will Smith.
If they're counting that blowout,
it's gonna be close. When I think it's Will Smith,
I think you're right, Cools. Okay, all right.
Well, 187 against 160.
Oh, Pelé. He was little.
Against Dusty Springfield.
Is Pelé bigger than Dusty Springfield?
No.
At 160 centimeters. It's got to be Pelé, right?
I'm going with Dusty.
I like Pelé.
I don't know. He's a soccer player, and Soup says soccer players are tiny, so.
Are they?
He's got to be taller
than
her.
They're not like 6'5". They'd be playing a different sport.
She's 160 centimeters.
So she's 5'2".
Oh, Pelé.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we're on 8.
Oh, Elton John's a tiny guy.
Yeah, say Elton John was tiny.
What?
Tiny guy. He's a short
Elton
guy.
Elton John against Pelé.
I thought he was huge.
No, he's a short guy. But is he smaller than 5'7"? That's a question.
Ooh, man. He does look short.
I'm gonna guess he's 5'6".
Yeah,
five six.
So Pelé?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Elton John.
No,
look at that neck. It definitely.
No.
Same height.
Wait, it's the same.
Same height.
Oh, okay. This is close.
LeBron
this
against close. Elton John.
This one's close.
Who could this be?
Let's go with Elton.
All right, LeBron, 202 centimeters.
202 meters.
Damn.
LeBron against Cher.
Listen, I'm gonna Cher. If Cher is bigger than LeBron James, then we got issues.
Shares 168.
We got a pretty good lock.
We're on
here.
11 right now.
Oh man,
Lennox Lewis the
he
boxer.
Looks huge. Look at his hands,
Lewis.
That's got to be Lewis.
Biggest
Lewis.
Hands are.
You what? Have no reference point to how big his hands are.
Job, they look massive.
They do look massive.
He does have
are
some
you serious.
On him,
yeah, but he could be a. You could put a baby up there.
Wait, how tall is 168 centimeters?
Job, if you put a baby that
Lewis
close to the camera,
taller.
They're not gonna look like that, Job.
Yeah, but you have no reference point to
Dude,
how
look
big
at his paws. Those fucking things are.
Job,
you have no reference point.
Job,
how
I need a reference point.
You could not make my hands look that big.
You
could
can
not.
100% make my
the reference
that
point
big.
Is his ring on his ring finger. Look how much space is after his ring. Jesus.
Jub.
All right, are we going Lennox or Cher?
Yes, Lennox. Not even close. He's probably 6'4".
Oh, 195.
You know,
it's 168. Rick Flair against Lennox.
Rick Flair is not a short guy, but I don't think he's that tall.
Go Lewis.
I think Rick Flair.
Oh, Lennox Lewis.
Rolling,
we're rolling right now. 13 in a row.
Oh,
George H.W. Bush Flair. Against Ric Flair. I think George H.W. is pretty tall, I think.
I think so, but is he bigger than 5'10"?
No. Wait, that's as tall. That's 180 centimeters?
I feel like 5'10"? George H.W. was like 6 foot.
I would agree.
I like his smile.
Nice, ooh, fellas.
Okay.
14
it's Ric Flair. Peyton Manning against George
guy.
H.W.
That forehead alone taller.
Peyton Manning?
Peyton's a big dude,
do you
man.
Think Peyton Manning is 6'2"?
Yep.
Peyton Manning against George H.W. We're on 15 in a row. KD against Peyton Manning.
Is KD taller than 6'5"?
KD.
They could stump us here, fellas. KD. Somebody coming soon.
KD against CM Punk. It's got to be KD.
KD.
Yeah. He's 6'11".
CM Punk won that tall.
CM Punk's tiny, but.
This is awesome. 16 in a row. 17.
17 in a row. KD. Ricky Martin against CM Punk.
I don't know. Martin.
Oh, shit.
Martin's got a good jaw. No, hear me out. CM Punk, 182 centimeters. Look at Ricky Martin's jawline. You don't have a jawline like that if you're not under 6 foot. I'm serious.
All right.
What are you saying? Tall people don't have jawline?
They do, but not that defined.
CM Punk is 5'11".
They don't have that type of jawline.
I'd say Ricky Martin's probably below that.
Yeah, I agree, Jub.
Yeah, I think he's taller.
CM Punk?
CM Punk.
Ricky Martin.
Oh my gosh, the same height.
So what is...
Mark Wahlberg or Ricky Martin?
Go Martin.
He's a short guy.
Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
Can tell about it.
Okay, guys, we're rolling 19 in a row.
Steph Curry
against Mark Wahlberg.
Go Steph.
Steph's short for the NBA, but not for
188. Steph Curry. Ryan Gosling or Steph Curry?
Gosling, yeah. It's Gosling's not 6'3". Go Steph.
Oh,
close.
Damn.
We're rolling right now. Bonnie Tyler or Ryan Gosling? It's got to be Ryan Gosling.
Bonnie Tyler's I Need a Hero.
I Need a Hero.
It's
got to
be Ryan Gosling. We're rolling right now, guys. So we might have to just stop this.
This is crazy.
Robert
Lewandowski. It's got to be Robert. 159's little. That's like under 5 foot.
This is too easy.
Yeah, we might have to switch it. We might have to quit.
Right, do 23 two more.
Oh.
50 Cent or Robert? 50
Cent's
Robert. Small.
Yeah, Robert. Go Robert.
He's tall.
Ooh, yep.
This is unbelievable.
By a centimeter.
Okay, last one here. Chester Bennington or Curtis
go
Jackson,
50 Cent.
50 Cent.
Go 50
We're
Cent
ending
for
it with 50 Cent. I don't even know who Chester is.
For 25 in a row.
Boom! Yes! All right.
We could get 100.
We could. How
David
do we?
Copperfield.
Another magician.
This is unbelievable.
I'm just going to start clicking. We're not even going to read them. Chris Emsworth.
He's huge.
Yeah, it's easy.
I don't think he's
David
huge.
Copperfield.
I mean, 196.3. Chris. Probably.
I mean, we could just keep going.
Yeah,
how do
easy.
I quit this? I don't know how to quit.
Ooh,
AI. Yeah.
Just hit is that what arrow. What White Iverson is based off of?
Bill Russell or
Bill Russell's
AI.
Huge.
White Iverson.
Okay, do we want to play one more or do we want to quit?
Let's do music.
I'm getting hungry.
Do we want to do Spotify?
Of course you are.
Sorry.
Monthly list. Okay, we'll do. We'll play one more game of higher or lower.
I'm not angry yet.
You gonna go spend $28?
Don't.
Oh yeah. Wait. Don't. Did you?
I haven't.
Should
spoken
we talk about
publicly
that?
About that.
No, he's waiting.
I think
no. I'll speak publicly. I won't out the place that did it to me, but I'll speak publicly.
All right. I'm gonna ask you this.
We should thought about it.
I'm gonna ask you this. Do you know how much he spent?
Yeah, $28.
Now, how much would you spend, and I'll ask the audience this,
sick,
how much
do you want me to
money
switch back
do you
to
think
the,
you would spend?
Regular view? Hold on.
How much
can
money,
I tell you what was on it first? Sorry, go ahead.
How much money do you think you would spend on a meal in general? On a good meal in general?
Is it, am I door dashing it, or am I?
No, you're might pick it up, but.
Then I'm probably not $28. Definitely not 28. I'll probably have around 20. Or
but I mean, the max you would spend probably in restaurant, what, 35?
I don't spend that much.
I mean, fusion, you're spending.
I don't spend $35.
How much do you spend?
Hey, Job, if you go, what's your favorite food? Besides, like, I know you love burgers. Outside of burgers,
oh boy, that's a good question.
You don't like Italian, do you?
I don't like Italian. Probably
you like
Chinese.
Thai food.
Chinese.
In China, yeah. If you go to an elite Thai place. Job, you're looking at $50 or $60, but that's worth
hell
it because
no.
What?
For just
that.
Him?
I don't know about that.
You sound ridiculous. I don't
goals.
I don't
50
think.
Or $60.
You're gonna get an appetizer, 18. Job, you're gonna go get you're gonna get your favorite chicken and noodles.
Okay.
You're probably looking at a sushi roll.
That's
it's
probably
20
like $36.
Yeah, hold on. Time out. Let's reverse
50
here.
50 or 60 is ridiculous.
Let's
dude.
Reverse
dude,
here.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Hold on.
For an elite Chinese restaurant.
Hold on.
What fucking elite Chinese
hold
restaurant
on.
Is there?
Oh, my gosh.
Let me dude. Back up here because I think we're getting our prices mixed up. I think for sure if you go to Fusion, I think your meal is $35.
Yes, Jeff.
No. Not, if I get sushi, then
if
maybe.
You get your sushi as an appetizer and your hibachi.
The hibachi's 20.
Sure, yeah, I think for sure
yeah,
you're spending
maybe.
$35.
It depends if I get I don't always get sushi, though.
Well, if you just get hibachi, then we're saying like 25.
A normal person yeah. doesn't eat all of that sushi and all of their meal. Like most people probably just get the hibachi or the sushi.
Yeah, so but if you're getting that meal for just the hibachi, you're spending $25. Well, unfortunately, we just lost all the video that we just recorded, so...
The goddamn computer
chance,
crashed.
There's a good chance that the past 35 minutes are just a black screen.
At least we can post the next 5 minutes.
I'll just put some video of like a monkey like running around or something.
It was us. Loop. We were playing the higher lower game, and I guess because I maybe did the team viewer, the computer didn't like that because my laptop froze when I was trying to control the other one. So
technology's a
I don't know.
I think
God damn it. Yeah, damn computer crash. So we were probably in the middle of the conversation there, and you're just going to see
well,
it.
Well, anyway, our conversation.
I think the computer heard Soup's argument was like, that's fucking stupid and crashed.
Well, the conversation ended probably around where we were asking what Cooley's meal point was, and then Soup was trying to argue that a good Thai or Japanese or Chinese meal is upwards of $70.
No,
has the number 70 came out of my mouth?
He said 50 to 60.
Yes.
Okay, so 60.
50 to 60.
Okay.
Guys, no. A really, really good appetizer, you're staring at $15 to $20.
Okay.
Do you agree?
I don't
do you agree?
Not always. Not
an elite Chinese or Thai place. Elite.
All right, I'm going to look
do
up.
Do you have a place in mind?
I just ate at one. That's why. This
okay,
is why
where'd you
what's
eat?
The place?
It was named Single Fin in the Outer Banks.
Single Fin? That's a Thai place?
Yes, Single Fin. Did you find it?
Number one, if I go in there...
I'll send it to you.
It's in South Carolina?
I'm
no,
looking
it's in
at,
the Outer
I'm,
Banks.
I'm looking at the menu right now.
Single Fin in Nag's Head.
Yes. Do you have dinner?
Yes, we had
okay,
dinner.
Okay, so the dinner there, I don't know what the fuck you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, that's it.
Because... A spring roll is seven. Four spring rolls are $7.
That's not an elite appetizer, John.
Okay. Well, the highest priced elite appetizer is a beef salad that it's $12.
Would you let me finish? This place was good. Okay. It wasn't elite. Okay. You said, did you have a place in mind? And I gave you the most recent one I ate at.
Yeah. But you said there was an $18 appetizer.
So you're saying it's got to be the top of the line, like plate. That's the only one that counts. Yeah, because we're talking Chinese in general.
No, you're not. That's not what you're talking
Soup,
about.
If I go to Chinese, there's a good chance if I'm just eating by myself, I don't spend more than $15.
Jub, yeah. That's not what we're talking about.
What are you?
I'm saying if you go eat at a really good place, this is what you're.
Are you talking five star restaurant?
No, Jub. The place I just ate at in the Outer Banks was probably a 3 or 4 star.
Right, and the highest priced appetizer is $12.
Okay, yeah, think about if you go to a nicer place.
So wait, you're saying
your point is your place yeah, that you.
No, guys, you said did I have one in mind, and I gave you the most recent
okay,
one.
Okay, do you have
that? That what? No, no, I haven't. Wait. I have not eaten at a.
Because you haven't eaten at a place that you have. It cost you $50 to $60 just for yourself.
Wouldn't it make sense that if this place was good?
No, huh?
I know people that could probably have meals at upwards of $40 to $50, $60.
Well, I'm sure we know people, but like that's because they're ordering beyond
yeah,
a normal
multiple,
meal.
Yeah, you're ordering things that you're gonna.
If
eat.
You're getting an appetizer and a meal, you're not spending $50 or $60. Unless you're getting
Wagyu steak. I'd say if you get an appetizer, a meal, a drink, you're pretty close.
No.
No.
No, you're not.
$50 to $60?
Like
no way.
Bucks.
$50 to $60 by yourself is a lot of food.
Yeah, I think the meal.
Either it's a lot of food or you're going to somewhere that's like a five
like
star
a fancy
restaurant.
What was the place called again?
Dude,
Singlefin?
You would be fucking broke if that was. Yeah, there's no way.
I disagree.
Way. I can go to ramen. I get ramen bar delivered to my house for $28.
Guys, I'm talking.
That's expensive.
I know.
I'm talking.
That's expensive. Let alone, yeah, you're tripping.
Bro, he's delivered. Right. An entree, an appetizer, and a drink, you're staring at $40 or $50.
Oh, so now it's 40.
Guys.
What happened to 50, 60?
I said.
Probably the max, I'd go.
Let's see dinner.
I know your ass is eating places where your bill.
Was never $50.
You're high.
No, I'm not.
You're high, bro.
Dude, I literally get. The sunset roll, and I get chicken and shrimp with rice and noodles at Fusion, all for under $40.
Listen to me. If you're at a really, really good restaurant,
dude,
$50 or $60 is like what you're staring at.
What do you mean a really good restaurant?
So like, I'm talking elite
food.
Just
said, so do you mean like a 5-star restaurant? You're, no, no. And then you give us the other place, and you're like, well, that's a 3 or 4-star restaurant.
Yes, and look.
So which one do you mean?
And that's what
so
that's
you
what
mean
my payment
5-star.
Was at. That's what my payment was.
It was $50.
I'm saying 4 or 5-star restaurant.
So let's say
Shut
you
the
got
fuck
okay.
Up.
At this,
what?
You
at
sound
this,
ridiculous.
At this restaurant that Soup's talking about, you could get. Let's say you get Thai steamed mussels. That's $10.
Okay,
$10.
Then let's say you get.
Yeah, you didn't even look at anything else besides the appetizers.
Let's
and
say
one
you
roll.
Get crab fried rice. That's $18.
So you're
$28.
Bucks.
So you're $28 right there, and then
a
let's
drink.
Say
and then a drink, $10
you're
drink.
You're finishing $30.
A $10 drink.
Yeah. Jump. You're not going anywhere getting a cocktail for less than $10.
I'm not drinking a cocktail
okay.
at dinner.
Yeah, neither am I.
Okay, so you're getting a beer for $5. You're still
what
in the low 30s.
Losers.
I'm.
Okay, wait. Let
neither,
me see the call.
I'm not
let
the,
the,
I'm
let me
not
see
the person
cocktail.
Spending $50. I'm just saying you will.
You
no, we
BS.
Won't.
You spent $28 on a salad.
Okay, can we go yeah. to that?
Okay,
point
then
now?
Let's say you get
can
a
we go
cocktail.
To that, that's why
so
we're.
Right.
That's
so
why
I'll
we're
be honest
are.
With you. I know that you come up with a lot of like ridiculous things.
That was
what
ridiculous.
You're saying right now is
if you get
a
he's
trying if
to
you get a if you get a painkiller
more money ever than a chicken tender. Platter.
Now,
there's no way.
Here's
no,
another I, thing.
What am I?
Now here's
I'm not
where,
arguing for anybody.
This is insane.
I'm just saying. I'm kind of with Soup.
This restaurant.
Yeah, I know that's ridiculous. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm
you got you don't spend. You don't spend this money because you eat chicken tenders.
No,
bullshit.
I don't.
Bullshit.
What have I ever ordered chicken tenders?
He's the
Hattie
cheapest
beef?
One here. He hasn't 100%. Spent above $20 on a meal probably since he's born.
Listen to me.
That's,
I know,
that's
so
fine.
Why are you arguing with him?
He's just, he's helping
I'm
me out. He's
I'm not
arguing
I'm
for
not
me.
Arguing for or against. I'm just saying that, like.
It's possible.
It's definitely
no, it,
possible.
Thank
it's,
you.
You can definitely run up a bill.
This,
for
if, yes,
cocktail's $8.
I know, but
me.
If you,
sweating,
now, if you go to a, if you go to a rest, like a Chinese, and you get the land, air, and sea combo that's like $38, but I'm not going to get that for just me.
Yeah. Well, I could also go to McDonald's and find a way to spend $60.
So this restaurant in Pittsburgh is called Altius, and it's, I guess, a five-star restaurant that is, it's a fine dining.
This is going to be $100.
So if you get a charcuterie board.
That's got to be $20.
$18.
Yeah.
But I'm never, ever going to get
that's
that.
That's like top of the line.
I'm not getting that either.
If you're getting an entree called the Footprints Farm Chicken Supreme.
Is that the cheapest
thing? Avgo Limono. $44.
Yeah.
Joe, I forgot
that's
to record
different. That's
on
not what we're arguing.
It's fine.
Okay.
Aren't we talking like
Thai,
you said
Chinese.
Not five star.
I said Thai or Chinese.
Yeah.
What?
So if I go to Panda right now, I'm going to spend $50.
That's not a five star restaurant.
Let me see what you can get.
You just
said it
wasn't
five star.
Four or five star.
Dude, no.
Nah, rewind the tape.
Yeah,
I said that.
But you switched up midway because earlier you
let's
said
let's see what
a
you
can
get
four.
At Panda for.
He's changing his argument because he knew he
no,
fucked
I'm
up.
No, I'm not, dude. I'm telling you,
did
these
you
elite
get
restaurants.
This on recorded? Because I will go back and
yes,
watch it.
Yes, dude. I'm serious.
Okay, here's Nikki's Thai Kitchen, which is Alex Highsmith's favorite Thai kitchen in Pittsburgh.
What are we looking at,
the
Joe?
Dinner
how
menu
the hell do you
at
know that?
Nikki's, because he said it when we met him at PNC
the
Park.
Okay.
Fresh spring rolls, $8.
Okay.
Which is what I get. What I get, $8. If you want to get like a
no,
so
I
you
don't.
Can get an entree, which is a dinner of your choice, and it's a chicken, beef, or shrimp. You can get the basil, cashew, ginger, pad pay,
that's
and so
be
on. Sweet and sour, $20, which is what I would get.
Okay,
so
if you did
$20,
you're 28.
So you're $28.
Okay,
that's all I get. That's all I would get.
That's just the same. You're saying that's all that you would get.
I'm not.
Wait,
yeah,
you said
no,
Mickey's Thai.
Yeah,
I've eaten it. It's really good. Yeah, I did not spend that much money there. I literally got an espresso martini, I got an appetizer, and I got a meal.
That's fucking, that's got
to
be like
dude,
$40.
That has to be
not
$40.
For myself, no.
I mean,
look it up.
That right
get
there,
your credit card
that
statement
right there,
out.
That what
espresso
I just said.
Espresso martini itself
what did you
like
get
probably
as an appetizer?
15 goddamn.
Has to let be. Me pull it up. I got dumplings.
Okay, let me find dumplings.
That's because I went and ate there
steamed
before I
steamed dumplings,
saw
$12.
Okay, he's at 12. What did you, what was your entree?
I don't remember the name of it specifically.
Is it this?
Some
like,
kind of like.
Sweet and
noodles.
Sour.
It was under the noodle.
Do you remember what was in it?
It was like I got like
curries,
chicken.
Rice dish, noodle dish. Oh boy, Cools, you're spending.
Yeah,
$30. This dude's
acting 12? Like he spent
$15. What's that?
12. If he got spicy noodle for the noodle dish, that's $21.
Okay, so he's at 36.
$36
plus an espresso martini.
Yeah, the drink will probably put me over, but that's still under $50.
Dude, I guarantee you the espresso martini is $12.
And that would be $48 under $50.
Go wait, what was it?
You act like you spent $10.
You lost.
That $48 is
wait,
the same
lost.
As 50.
What was not?
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. You lost.
Might,
yes,
might be in trouble on that.
You lost,
cool.
Dude. This dude.
But we also were again appetizing dinner.
What was
we
the place
we
called? Nikki's Thai.
Nikki's Thai. Kitchen.
If I would have got water, I wouldn't have did that. I would have been in the 30s, like I said.
You act like I'm wrong.
I
though.
Don't know. I think we just
you,
I think,
are.
I
you
think.
Know that you know that what I'm saying is very possible for somebody if they sit down at a nice restaurant like you just
no,
did.
No, you can 100% round it up there if you want to, but your normal meal would not be that high.
Jub, can I explain the salad so I can go eat? I'm hungry.
My dinner was $17. Jub.
All right, so soup just for background before he starts
was,
telling us.
How much was the appetizer? Because I'm upset.
15. 12. 15.
The appetizer was 12
plus 17.
18.
I just looked it up.
I'm looking at the menu right now.
I have it right here.
This is Nikki's menu.
Yeah, it's chicken, $17.
Okay, a dollar off.
Yeah, that counts in this argument.
Anyway.
Get shit on.
Soup.
You're not right.
Soup is a very Soup's a very big fan of salads, and he's a very, very big fan of chicken.
I'm sweating.
And on occasion, Soup will, more like every day, every other day, Soup will bring a salad into the end of the office, normally a chicken salad with maybe avocado on it and so forth,
yes.
Correct? A couple weeks back, maybe a couple
six months ago, I put this place on my do not buy list.
Soup put a certain restaurant on a do not buy list because he bought a chicken salad for...
It was about $22 at the time.
It was $22, and we had the argument that is
the
beyond.
Salad was $22, and I added chicken, which got it to $25,
okay.
Somewhere around that ballpark.
So, yes, 2 days ago, three days ago.
Dude? Why are you changing stuff?
I'm telling this was months ago.
This is not now. This is
previous.
But you
said it was $22, but I added chicken, so it was $20. So it was $25.
Yes, and I'm about to tell you what happened yesterday.
Okay. So yesterday,
I can't stand this guy.
He comes in the office, and I hear him down the hallway saying he did a bad thing.
Yes.
He said, I did a bad thing.
I was embarrassed.
He said, I had nowhere else to go, and I did a bad thing, and I'll never do it again.
I felt horrible.
Go ahead.
I went back to this place because their food is delicious, and I needed to get something to eat. Okay, the salad was $25. I added chicken. It came out to $28, and I was sick to my stomach.
So they upped the price.
That's so crazy. I want to ask this, and maybe somebody that is listening to this has some sort of idea why that is that way. What in a salad could possibly put you up to $25?
Here's what was in it, and I don't agree with their price. In the salad was spinach.
Okay, hold on. We're going to do that. We're going to add this
up. Yes, please.
So I'm going to get on my Walmart app. And I'm just gonna. This is just for me if I buy it. So spinach.
So look at the menu too.
Right. At where I ate.
Yeah.
Is it expensive? Is everything expensive?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't go back.
So soup. Go ahead. So you got some spinach.
Spinach.
Okay. So I got. You can get that for $1.98 at Walmart for a pound.
You said $1.98.
$1.98. Okay. What else?
Sweet potatoes. Sweet. But only less than one sweet. So half a sweet potato.
Okay. So you can get. You can get. One sweet potato for $1.13 at Walmart.
Yes.
Okay. What else?
Walnuts.
Okay. Walnuts. So you can get. I misspelled walnuts.
How much
to
of this was an add-on? So that might be why.
This is everything that's in the salad.
This is this is on the menu.
Okay. Yeah. So I can
the only add-on with chicken.
Which look at how much the chicken is. I thought it was way less than that.
Oh damn!
So I can get
$11 to add chicken
above it.
It costs $8-$9 to add.
What are you looking at right now?
That's ridiculous.
Their menu.
So that's the reason.
Soup. So
that's
crazy,
dude.
Walnuts.
Jesus.
You can buy like 3 chicken breasts for that.
I can buy a half a pound bag of walnuts for $5.
Okay.
And then you had on it chicken. What else was on it?
Chicken was the only thing I added. Everything else comes in.
What else was on the salad?
Peppers, feta cheese. No. Excuse me. Onions, feta cheese, and avocado.
Okay. Onion, feta cheese, and avocado. For one onion at...
way less than one onion, Chubb. There was like a couple onion petals on there.
Okay. So we're just going to say 78 cents for an onion. You also had feta cheese on this salad.
A little bit of feta cheese.
A little crumbling of feta cheese.
Yes.
So realistically, you could spend $5 for half a pound, but you would only use...
You'd use a
couple
quarter of
cents
that.
Worth
yes.
of that. So then you had avocado. I think
yes.
that also about, is going to be your big...
About $3 an avocado.
Okay.
But, Job, I only got half of it.
Actually, at Walmart, it's 68 cents for one avocado.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so your final for buying this at Walmart, that leaves you with extra stuff that
this is
you
without
then,
buying the chicken.
This is with buying chicken. This is buying Purdue pre-sliced chicken breast.
Okay.
You can... have all the stuff for possibly another, probably two more salads.
Yes.
That gets you at a $23 total.
Well, they got to make money, but that is ridiculous.
So
I mean,
you're saying for all of that, it's $23.
But now hold on.
But
that's
I could make
for
two salads.
That's for delivery from Walmart. If I was going to go pick it up, pick it up, it would be $16.71.
Oh, and you're saying I could probably make two salads.
Make two or three salads.
But you know, the fact that it's $9 to add chicken to
That's crazy.
Did they like slaughter the chicken in the back and blow him up and then like...
Here's my only argument that I have to eat because I'm hungry. I'm not arguing for them because I think it's a little ridiculous.
Ridiculous?
The food's delicious.
No, it's not. Dude, you got a chicken salad, but it tastes the same everywhere you go.
I can't spend that much money with them anymore.
I can't.
I'll support.
You can get that same salad anywhere.
Yes. Yeah, someone else could make that for me for probably $10
McDonald's
cheaper.
Would just be just as good.
I told you I was embarrassed.
McDonald's salad?
Probably.
Subway.
Subway. Oh,
their salads are horrible.
Their protein bowls are great. I love those.
Okay, I've never had that, but their salads are corn. Their lettuce is like all wet and stuff. And I need to go eat, Jubb. Shut this down. I'm tired.
No, I don't. What's your argument?
I don't have one.
I know,
I'm
but
not
you
going
just,
back there.
You were just about to defend them.
The only defending is that the food is very good.
Yeah, but here's the argument to that, Soup. It's a salad.
I know. I could make it myself, which we just figured out.
I know, but I'm saying, then what are you doing?
Why? Are
I'm
we
not
out
doing
out of
it
this
again.
Place?
I'm not doing it again. And I'm not going to out them.
I want to.
I'm not going to just.
I'm not
blast
going to.
Them.
But
also, I'll
to.
Tell you there is there are a lot of people with floppy hats. They wear suits and button ups. And I went there.
No, they don't. I've literally been there a ton of times.
Yeah, yeah, you love places like that.
Don't get me going.
Dude. Suits and button-ups, and I
wear suits. If you can't go in and have a laptop open on your table, suit probably not eating there.
I'm telling you right now, if you go in there right now, there'll be five people in there that either have a suit, a button-up, or a polo on.
Oh, you're saying the people eating in there.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying the workers. Clothes.
There's a suit, a button-up, a polo, girls with dresses on with a floppy
hat. Do you like their food?
No, I've never been. I don't know if I've ever been.
Yeah,
had it.
I mean, it's decent.
Job.
I'll tell you this, I ain't getting a fucking chicken salad.
Well, it's a sweet potato
it's
salad.
Decent.
Add chicken, but.
No,
I'd rather go to.
I went in there one time with. I was just painting with my dad.
They had to have made a mistake now that I think about
and
it.
And I had paint all over me, and I sat outside with a bunch of people. One guy had a suit on, two girls were wearing big floppy hats and dresses, and they were looking at me like I was a serial killer.
They think they are.
But.
Whatever.
It's up to you to figure out what place that is.
Yeah.
If you're an Ohio Valley person.
All right. We will see you here, Piner Podcast, episode 150. Thank you for joining us. Apologies for the video. If I can't get it fixed, you're going to be watching like
thank
monkeys run around or like a duck live stream.
Yeah.
But see you in a while, Crocodile. We'll be back here, Pinerm on the Watchdog. Not Pinerm on the Watchdog. Pinerm Podcast later.
This guy's. Pissed me off like no other.